Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks. Hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story brought to you by Kellogg's Pep Wheat Flakes, the whole wheat cereal that's Melba toasted for richer flavor, extra crispness.
Today, Kellogg's Pep Wheat Flakes, that Melba toasted whole wheat cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Whining Arrow. Say, Wranglers, have you entered the Kellogg's Pep Bike Contest yet? You know, 1,000, that's what I said, 1,000 boys and girls are going to win swell-looking, sweet-riding, lightweight Monarch bikes. Bikes that have three-speed gear shifts, lightweight saddle seats, all the features you want on a bike. And you can be one of the boys and girls who will win one of these 1,000 new Monarch bikes. I'll give you all the facts in a few minutes. As the West grew, land grabbers did their best to take over government land designated for the Indians. From this came a struggle to the death between red man and white. Riding a middle path of justice and friend to both sides was United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok with his faithful deputy Jingles. It was a dangerous and difficult job, but never more dangerous than when the two saddle partners heard the ominous message of the Whining Arrow.
Gone into town and stayed at a hotel tonight instead of making camp out in these doggone woods.
Why, Jingles? We're 15 miles from Chickasaw Ford. That's a long ride.
Yeah, but I got the creepiest feeling that somebody's looking right down the back of my neck.
Your hunch is right, partner.
Huh? Oh, what do you mean, Bill?
Don't let on, but there's a circle of Indians all around us.
Indians? How'd you know, Bill?
I can see them.
Oh.
Didn't you hear Buckshot Winnie a warning?
What are they going to do?
I don't know, partner, but they're after our scalps. They'd have had them by now.
Now, don't talk like that. You make my hair feel real loose.
Throw that big chunk of wood on the fire, Jingles.
All right, but I don't see what good that's going to do.
It'll give us a little more light. Don't move, Jingles.
Yeah, that arrow split that chunk of wood wide open. I'm getting right uncomfortable.
Here comes one of them now. Now we'll find out what they want. You the leader?
Come with Go Tell.
Bill, he's brought a message.
Quiet, Jingles. Who sent you?
Chief Big Grin. Him friend to white man Hickok.
That's right.
Chief say you come, make big talk. You no come, make war talk. You come.
Uh-oh, now we're in it.
Not much choice, partner. When Chief Big Grin sends a message like that, something's about to pop.
Yeah, he don't scare very easy.
We'll go to meet your chief. Come, Jingles. Let's pick this camp pronto. Whatever this is, it can't wait.
Welcome to Tribal Council Fire, Hickok. It's good you come.
Howdy, Chief.
Yeah, howdy. But I ain't too sure about it being so good until I hear what's up.
Why does your council fire burn, Chief Big Grin?
Indian have big trouble, Hickok. Men try to steal land, Great White Father says, for Indian by and by.
Uh-oh, land grabbers. This could lead to gun smoke.
It sure could, Jingle.
You stop them, Hickok, or many scalps hang in sun.
We can try, Chief Big Grin. You'd better stay off the warpath. That'll never do you any good.
Hey, Bill, here comes a bunch of riders led by the meanest-looking Jasper I ever saw.
Hey, that land stealer named Pat Scanlon.
Chief, I just rode in to warn you. I saw some of your braves on that free land today. If I see them again, they ain't going to be coming back.
That'd soon be Indian land. My braves ride.
Indian land, my eye.
Hold it, mister.
Chief said his name was Bat Scanlon, Bill.
Yeah, the name's Bat Scanlon. Don't tell me you ain't heard it before, stranger.
Somehow I missed it, Scanlon.
Yeah, me too. But I reckon you've heard of us, huh?
Who are you?
Well, I'm Jingles. And
Jingles? Now that's a name, ain't it?
And this is Wild Bill Hickok.
Hickok? What are you doing around here, Hickok?
Chief Big Grin sent for me.
Oh, he did he? Well, that's the last time you'll send for anybody, Chief.
Well, he's gonna shoot!
Hickok, that's your funeral. All right, blast them, boys!
Boys and girls, just think of all the fun you can have with one of these new lightweight Monarch bikes. The bikes that 1,000 of you are going to win in Kellogg's Pep Bike Contest. You can go on bicycle hikes, have races, or make yourself some extra money making delivery.
These Monarch bikes have everything you could ask for on a bike. There's a 3-speed gear shift, lightweight saddle seat, chip-proof enamel finish, lightweight tube steel frame, and dual-action hand brakes.
And it's easy to win one of these bikes. Scampy, the clown on Kellogg's Super Circus Show, has one of these new Monarch bikes, and he wants you to name it for him. Send the name for Scampy's bike, along with your own name and address, and one box top from Kellogg's Pep to Kellogg's Bike Contest, Box 7738, Chicago 77, Illinois. Entries will be judged on originality and aptness. Duplicate prizes in case of tie.
Remind Mom to get a package of Kellogg's Pep next time she shops. They're the whole wheat flakes that have been Melba toasted. Toasted all the way through for extra crispness and richer flavor.
Send your entries to Kellogg's Bike Contest, Box 7738, Chicago 77, Illinois. Or get a handy entry blank with all the rules from your grocer.
But hurry! This contest closes on June 15th.
When he heard that the chief had sent for Wild Bill Hickok, Bat Scanlon flew into a rage and tried to kill the chief, but Bill shot the gun from his hand. Then Scanlon yelled,
"Hickok, that's your funeral! Blast them, boys!"
All right, hold it right there.
Yeah, Bat Scanlon, you don't know how lucky you are.
He tried to kill the chief of Chickasaw. He will die at stake. Forgot him, Mandela, forgot him.
Hey, what's going on?
Bill, the chief's gonna fry these jaspers.
Hold it, Chief Big Grin. Call off your brave.
Scanlon, bad man. Tried to kill Chief of Chickasaw. Tried to steal Indian land. Scanlon, die with all other bad men.
No. He will go free now. I'll find out what this land grab is all about. That is my word.
Your word, good. Mangobo. Mangobo.
Well, that's better.
Don't go counting yourself so big, Scanlon. Hadn't it been for Bill, you'd have wound up over a bonfire.
Yeah, you've got your chance to go, Scanlon. You better take it. I don't know what you're up to, but I'm going to find out.
Yeah, and if it's against the law, we'll see you again.
You know what's good for you, Hickok. You better find something mighty interesting a long ways off. In Montana, maybe. All right, come on, boys. We got business elsewhere. Yeah!
Him, bad man, Hickok. You make promise to save Indian land?
We'll dig around, Chief.
Come here, Buckshot.
Where are we going, Bill?
In the Chickasaw Ford, Jingles. I want to check with the land agent. Steady, Buckshot. Hit the saddle, partner. All right, Buckshot, let's go.
So long, Chief. Better keep your brains to home for a day or two. Jump, Joker. Bill's getting away. Ho!
Howdy, gents. What can I do for you?
You Gore Freeman?
That's right. Land agent for all territorial grants. Claims, county recorder, coroner on the side.
You're right busy, ain't you?
Reckon so. You want to homestead some land?
No, not exactly. I'm Bill Hickok, U.S. Marshal. This is my deputy, Jingles.
We come to find out about a Jasper named Bat Scanlon and some others.
Scanlon? Sure I know Scanlon. What about him?
Well, Chief Big Grin claims Scanlon is a land grabber and that he's taken over some of that free land earmarked for the Indians.
And he ain't a bit happy about it.
I thought maybe you could straighten us out on it.
Sure I can. The old chief's off his rocker. Scanlon's within the law. Just sending out homesteaders. Not many. It's government land.
What's Scanlon getting out of all this?
I don't mess in other people's business, Hickok. He just records his claims with me. That's all.
Well, whatever business he's in, I'll bet it's bad.
What makes you say that?
We had a set to a Scanlon at the Indian village. He tried to kill the chief.
That jughead, I'll suggest to him that he'd better be careful.
Yeah, I'd say he'd better. Just might turn out that he's working outside the law. Come on, Jingles.
Well, what's the hurry?
We've got some riding to do, partner.
Oh, Bill, I thought maybe we could rest a while. Doggone it.
That muddling featherhead. Scanlon! Scanlon, come in here.
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Blast you for a bungling idiot. You didn't tell me you had a set-to with Hickok.
Well, I didn't think it was important.
Important? You hot-headed mule. I'd rather mix it with the whole Indian nation than with Wild Bill Hickok.
Oh, now don't go getting all head up, boss. Hickok ain't so much that he can't be slowed down.
Yeah? Maybe that's just what it's going to have to be. There's a fortune in selling that government land to settlers. That's the way I've got it set up. And Hickok and nobody else is going to stop me from getting it.
Now you're talking, Gore. Just leave Hickok to me. I'll just practice up with my little bow and arrow and wait for a chance. Nobody'll know but what Chief Big Grin himself done away with Wild Bill Hickok.
Bill, the old chief was right. I can see four homesteads in this valley alone.
Yeah, Jingles. Let's stop at this first one and ask a few questions. Oh, what, Jeff?
Oh, Joker. Bill, it's getting on towards dark, and we're still 10 miles or more out of town, and I'm getting hungry.
We won't stay long, partner.
Well, howdy, strangers. Come in and sit a while.
Good evening, sir. My name's Hickok. I'd like to talk a little, if you don't mind.
Don't mind a bit. My handle's Ira Tanny. Been here about 2 months. You say your name's Hickok, hmm? Say, you don't be Wild Bill Hickok, be you?
He sure be, and I be his deputy Jingles. Howdy.
Howdy.
Well, we can't stay more than a shake.
Well, the come chief... on in. I was just fixing to get a little chuck together.
Oh, good.
Cured a hog last week, and I got some right fine pork chops. Say you was in a hurry.
Well, my partner's sort of anxious to get back to town.
No, now, Bill, I'm not in such a hurry as I was, not as long as there's pork chops around. No, sir.
Well, now, that's just fine. Ain't had nobody to visit for quite a spell. Sit down, gents, and I'll put the chops to sizzle.
What I call right fine eating.
Had your fill, huh?
Oh.
Yeah, then I reckon I better show you the paper scan and give me when I paid him for the plate.
Yeah, I'd like to see it, Arnold.
Yep. Yeah. There she be. Hey, ain't nothing wrong, I hope.
I wish I could say no, Ira, but you've been swindled.
Swindled?
Well, what tells you that, Bill?
This deed isn't worth the paper it's written on, Jingle.
But Scanlon said it.
Bill, it's a wind of duck, an Indian!
Jumping sidewinders, Hickok. That arrow missed your head by a whisker.
Thanks for yelling, Jingles. Come on, let's get him. Save your lead, Jingles. He's on his way.
What's an Indian doing trying to kill you, Hickok?
That's what I mean to find out.
Whoa, now, steady, Joker.
Ready,
Jingles?
Let's go. Thanks for the pork chops, Ira. See you later.
Hi, Buckshot. Hi.
Jump, Joker. Stretch out. Get that knife crawling fireman before he gets away. Ha, ha, ha! Bill, we've lost him sure as shooting.
Maybe. Say, Jingles, does it strike you funny that an Indian would head in this direction?
Well, I hadn't thought of it, but he's been leading us towards town, Bill.
Seems to me one of the chief braves would head back for the village.
Yeah, what do you reckon's his idea, Bill?
Somehow it makes me curious. As long as we're so close to town, we'll just ride on in.
Oh, Buckshot!
Well, at least we're back in town sooner than we'd figured, Bill.
Yeah, sooner than somebody else figured, too, partner, or I missed my guess.
Now what are you getting at?
Look across the street. A land agent's office.
Well, what do you know? That's Bat Scanlon talking to the land agent, Gore Freeman.
Might be right interesting to hear what they're talking about, Jingles. Come on, that window's open.
You gonna jump Scanlon about that phony deed Ira Tanny gave you, Bill?
No, not yet, Jingles. Might be more to this than we think.
Hey, Bill, ain't this Bat Scanlon's horse?
Yeah, that's the one he was riding this morning.
And it's all in the lather. Now I wonder where he's been riding in such a hurry.
It might surprise you, Jingles. Let's get closer to the window.
Shh. Quiet, Jingles.
So
you missed, you junkhead.
Well, it wasn't my fault.
What did he miss, Bill?
I'm not sure, Jingles.
I warned you, Bat.
Yeah, all right.
Bill, I'm going to sneeze. No, Jingles. I can't help it.
Hey, what was that?
Excuse me.
Hey, quick, knock out the lamp. Hickok, at the window. Put him down.
It's raisin, 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 Kellogg's Raisin Bran, the breakfast food with fruit already on it.
Here it's getting late and I'm wishing I could still be eating breakfast. You Wild Bill fans will wish it was breakfast time too when I tell you about Kellogg's Raisin Bran. That's the cereal that comes with the fruit already on it, and I do mean fruit. Extra tender raisins, the plump kind you like. There's a plenty of these wonderful raisins in every box of Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Why, just think. You get toasted bran flakes, the golden kind that tastes so good and crisp. Then you get all those raisins besides. And something you ought to know about Kellogg's raisins, every raisin is coated with honeycomb to seal in its flavor and tenderness. No wonder Kellogg's Raisin Bran's so downright good. Better remind Mom to get you some at the store today. Just tell her to get you Kellogg's Raisin Bran, the cereal with the fruit already on it.
Help yourself to Raisin Bran, Kellogg's famous Raisin Bran. Get it today, as soon as you can, as soon as you can, as soon as you can. Kellogg's!
Everything was going fine until Jingle sneezed. Then Bat Scanlon and Gore knocked over the lamp and started blazing away at Wild Bill and Jingle.
Come on, Bat! Get out the back way! Yeah, start running!
Bill, they're getting away! Let's get them!
Hold it, Jingles, hold it. That lamp set the office on fire.
Well, let it burn, Bill. We got to catch those gaslights.
We'll get them, partner. The first thing we have to do is to get Gore Freeman's county records. Now, come on, run to the front door.
Doggone it. They're long gone by now.
Here, Jingle. Grab anything that looks like a file book.
Well, this place will burn down on us before we get them, Bill.
Work fast, partner.
Well, here's a stack, Bill.
Throw them outside and then get some more. Yeah, I got some, too.
There! That'll get them away from the fire.
Good boy.
Bill, we got to get out of here. I'm a burning up.
All right, Jingle. Grab that big black book on the desk. I've got the rest of it.
I got it. Now let's go!
Blast that, Hickok. How'd he catch up with us?
Shut up, I'm thinking. Hey, we're headed right into Old Chief Big Grin's village. That's right.
What for? They're going to burn us at the stake if they catch us.
No, they won't. I thought of a plan. If we can't have that land, nobody else is going to have it.
You ain't making sense, Gore.
We're riding right through this village with guns a-blazing. Then head back to them homesteads. I'll do the thinking.
You gone loco.
Pull those guns. Let's go. Ride, you idiot.
Ha! Yeah! Yeah!
All right, start blazing away. All right, we're through. That'll bring old Big Grin Thunder after us. Let's go.
What are we going to do next?
Set fire to Iratani's homestead and gun him down. When Hickok gets there, he'll blame it on the Indians.
Bill, you reckon we took too long reading those records?
I don't know, Jingles, but we found all we need to send Gore Freeman and Bat Scanlon up for life.
Yeah, now all we gotta do is find them two varmints.
We'll find them, partner. I just hope they show up at Iris. Well, we'll know in a minute.
Bill, look ahead of us. Ira Danny's whole place is on fire.
Faster, Buckshot.
Yeah! Jeff, Joker, Bill, you reckon we're too late?
Almost, partner. Hey, look, two riders circling Iris' place.
Yeah, and I'll bet I know who they are, too.
Jingles, that's Ira shooting back at him. He's still alive. Pull that six gun. Let's get him.
I'm with you, Bill.
That stopped him, partner.
They're trying to get away again.
Not this time. Hi, I shot after him.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, look, coming down the hill. Indians.
I wonder what that means.
I don't know, but we got those two coyotes bottled up between us.
Yeah. All right, Scanlon, you and Freeman, stop where you are. Oh, Bacha, ooh.
Yeah, if you want to live to get to jail, get them hands up and stand hitched. Whoa, Joker, whoa.
You ain't got nothing left, Hickok.
It was them Indians that fired at Tanny's place.
Yeah, it was Indians. And it was Indians trying to kill you this evening, too.
Shut up, you junkhead.
If it was an Indian that tried to shoot me with that arrow, how come you know about it, Bat?
Yeah, Bill. How do you know?
Well, I...
Here comes Chief Big Grin. We'll ask him about it.
You catch Batman for Indian, Hickok. We take him now.
You got him, Hickok?
That's good.
I hope they hang for swindling me.
They'll get what's coming to them, Ara.
Indian Council fire burn high tonight.
No, Chief. The courts of the Great White Father will deal with them. But these two say that Ira's place was burned down by your brave.
Now, that just ain't so. Gore Freeman and Bat Scanlon set my diggings afire and then tried to gun me down to boot.
Gore, they got us cold.
They're not taking me. Not when I still got my gun.
Well, now you ain't got your guns anymore. Guess there's nothing to do but set you up in jail till the judge can get around to hear your case, is there?
Gore Freeman and Bat Scanlon, jury finds you guilty as charged. I sentence you to 20 years apiece in the territorial prison. Court's adjourned.
Well, Chief, that's that. Now you can get your new land when the time comes.
And Ira and all the rest of them will get their money back, Jingles.
Yeah. Now I can get me a bottle of horse liniment and go to work on Joker. We've been riding so much, he's plumb wore out. You know, come to think of it, so am I. Reckon I better get two bottles and use one of them myself. On me.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Thanks for being with us today, folks, and we'll be back again Friday with another adventure story for you.
And this one's about a gunfight on an island in the middle of a lake. Wild Bill and Jingles shoot it out with a couple of desperados in the Battle of Buzzard's Lake.
So long, kid.
See you Friday. Choo-choo-choo. Choo-choo-choo's your favorite cereal.
You tell them, Andy.
Yeah, from Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Yes, keep the whole family happy every morning for breakfast. Roll out freshness and variety. 10 individual serving size boxes with 10 assorted Kellogg's cereal favorites, including 2 ready sweetened treats that you get in Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Choo-choo-choo's your favorite.
From Kellogg's Variety Pack at your grocer's. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Paul Frees, Ralph Moody, Jess Kirkpatrick, Bob Bence, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!